The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Tzadi. The Gemara says on Daf Tzadi Amun Aleph at the top of the Amud as follows. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a shiloh. Shtei amos begag, shtei amos ba'amud mahu. Is a person allowed to carry on Shabbos two amos on the roof of his house and two amos on an amud? The Gemara then changes the shiloh. The Gemara says this is a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation of Rami Bar Chama's shiloh. And the Gemara says that the correct version of the shiloh is beiz amos begag, two amos on the roof, ubeiz amos ba'chsadra mahu. Ba'chsadra is an open area. It's not a house. And the shiloh of the Gemara is, we're talking about areas over here, places where one is not allowed to carry more than four amos. It has a din of a karmelis, and therefore discussing only up to four amos of carrying. And the question is one allowed to carry from the gag to the achsadro? And that the reason for the shiloh being, because we're going like the shita, that gag ben gag, and if you have a roof between the many different roofs of attached houses together, there's a chiluk between them, and since they're not ma'arif together, they are separate from each other, one may not carry from one gag to the next gag, one roof to the next roof. And the shiloh of the Gemara is, the question is, that is from the roof of one house to the attached roof of the neighboring house, like attached townhouses, to carry from the roof of one house to the roof of the next house. What if we're talking about carrying from the roof of a house to an achsadro? Or let's see how Rashi explains the shiloh. This is the shiloh. Carrying two amos on the roof, that's amongst other attached roofs of attached houses. And two amos on the chsadra of another owner. Rashi says we're not talking about carrying from one roof to the neighboring achsadra, to an open area, but rather from the roof of a house to the roof, to the roof of an achsadra. That means there's a house and an achsadra, an open area adjacent to the house, and there's a roof to the house, obviously, and there's also a roof, a ceiling on top of the achsadra, and one wants to carry from the roof of his house to the roof, to the ceiling of a neighboring achsadra, which belongs to a different owner. And Rashi says it's the Yisrael Beis HaSayim. This achsadra is an area, its square area is more than that of a Beis HaSayim. It's more than 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos, more than 70 and 2/3 square amos. The Rashi continues, Ve'en l'machitza, the achsadra doesn't have proper machitzas around it, proper fences around it. Ve'en l'pitikra, it's not a circumstance under which we could say pitikra, that the edge of the ceiling goes down, and we can imagine a roof. Rashi explains why. In this case, we cannot apply the rule of pitikra because the roof is slanted, it's not a flat roof, and under such circumstances, we do not apply the rules of pitikra, as we'll learn more about when we get to the last half of this parak, of our parak. Rashi is trying to explain to us why the achsadra itself one may not carry in, and since the achsadra itself one may not carry in, the same applies to the roof. The Rashi seems to give two reasons here. First of all, because the achsadra is more than Beis HaSayim, we know that an area, even if it has mechitzas, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, although according to the Torah, Menat Torah is considered the Rishus HaYochid that one may carry within it, the Chachamim, they forbade, they assert carrying in an area that's more than Beis HaSayim, even if it has mechitzas, if the mechitzas are not put there for dira, for living purposes, such as a karfif that does not have hukif ladira, that the hekif, the fences are not put up for dira purposes in order to do living items inside, nor to eat inside, nor to sleep inside. Those are the most common examples of dira activities, of living activities one would do inside the hekif of mechitzas. And if the hekif of mechitzas, the fences are not put there for dira purposes, and the fenced in area is more than the size of Beis HaSayim, more than the size of the chatzar of the Mishkan, then one is not allowed to carry inside midrabanan. So first Rashi says that we're talking about achsadra that's more than Beis HaSayim. The Rashi says that there's no mechitzas altogether. So the Rashash adds in the word, he says that's oy. We're talking about achsadra, either it's more than Beis HaSayim, even if it does have proper fences, or because the area is larger than Beis HaSayim, therefore one may not carry in there, or even if it's less than Beis HaSayim, but it doesn't have proper mechitzas, and it's a circumstance in which we cannot apply the rule of pitikra to imagine mechitzas coming down from the ceiling. So in any case, and the achsadra of achsadra will not carry it, just ignore that the chaznish says similar to the Rashash, that you have to explain this Rashi, that's two different possibilities why you cannot carry in the achsadra. So you have an achsadra you cannot carry in, and on the roof of the achsadra you cannot carry either. And now we're discussing carrying from the gag, the roof of your house, to the roof of this achsadra, and altogether you will be carrying less than 4 amos, but you will be carrying from the gag of your bais, the roof of your house, to the titkash achsadra, to the roof, to the ceiling of this achsadra. And the question is the fact that the achsadra belongs to a different owner than the house, does that separate them? The one may not, does that make a chiluk, the urine, a chiluk rishis, the one may not carry from the other. And this is the shaila in the Gemara. Now the question is why Rashi does not discuss the achsadra itself. Why can't it be that you're going from your roof, carrying directly to the achsadra? We're talking about an achsadra which you're not allowed to carry. It's also to carry this achsadra more than 4 amos, whether because it's more than beis asayim and it doesn't have a hekapladira, or whether because it doesn't have kosher mechitza altogether, and mechitza and lepitikra. Why does Rashi have to discuss the roof of the achsadra? You're going from the roof of your house to the roof of the achsadra. So Tosafos says that the reason is because since an achsadra is an area which tends to have a tikra, tends to have a ceiling, tends to have a roof, so therefore even if the hekif goes with the part of Rashi that the yisner beis asayim, it's more than beis asayim, and as we said, the fence in the area that's more than beis asayim, that is not hukah p'dira, that is not fenced in for dira for living purposes, one may not carry in on Shabbos and Rabbanan. And Tosafos says that Rashi holds that an area which is mekura, if it has a roof, if it has a ceiling, even if the hekif is not there for dira purposes, and even if it's more than beis asayim, still does not have the Midrabanan of a karfeif, does not turn into a karmelis midrabanan, and one is allowed, one may carry in it more than dal damas, and therefore that will not be what the Gemara is trying to discuss, a case where you cannot carry in the achsadra itself, but and only shailus can you carry from the gag to the achsadra. Now since the achsadra tends to have a roof, one may always carry within the achsadra itself, and that would not be the shailus the Gemara is looking for. We're not looking for a case where you want to carry from a karmelis to a shesiyachit, that obviously would be aser, the Gemara just said a few lines before. We want to discuss a karmelis type area to a karmelis type area, and the shaila will just be, may one carry from one type of karmelis type area to another such area, is there a chiluk, is it considered like carrying from one rishus to the other? And therefore, Taisa says that Rashi wants to avoid a roofed area, an area which has a ceiling over it, and Rashi discusses carrying from the roof of your house to the roof of the achsadra, but not carrying to the achsadra itself, because the achsadra itself, since it does have a ceiling on top, would not have the isser of a karmelis, and does not have this isser altogether. So Taisa here lays down a new concept, and takes to understand, this is the sheet of Rashi over here, and the Tzadi as well, that an area which is more than beis asayim, and it's fenced in, not ladira, it is not hukup ladira, even though usually we say the one may not carry in it, one may not carry more than 4 amas, and Chazal made into a form of a karmelis, as if, just like the Torah of Shisram, one is not allowed to carry in more than 4 amas, a karmelis, one may not carry more than 4 amas, and Chazal made this into a form of a karmelis, an area which has a hekif, but it's not hukuf ladira, and it's more than beis asayim, it's a large area, more than 70 into the zamas by 70 into the zamas, more than 125 feet by 125 feet, with the commonly used shear amla of Ramesh Feinstein to sell. And Tosafos tells us that if there's a roof over it, the isser of karfeif does not apply. This isser derabanan of carrying in this area does not apply if it is roofed. Now, what would be the reason for this? So the Prima Gadim in Simon Shimon Ches, he explains that the entire Isra of Karfeif, he brings a Taz. The concept of Karfeif is first laid down by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. And Taz over there explains that the reason why Chazal forbade carrying in a Karfeif in such a fence in the area in which no one lives in and no one does living activities in it, and it's a large area. The reason is that the Taz, because Chazal were afraid that people will carry there, they'll end up carrying in a real Rosh Hashanah, which is also in that Torah to carry in, because it's similar to a Rosh Hashanah. It's not similar to a Rosh Hashanah, to a private house. It's a large open area, although it has fences, but it's a very large area, and no one lives there. It's not like a large mansion, which is very large. People eat there, people sleep there, people come in and out. No one lives there. And because of that, Chazal were afraid they would make a mistake, and if they would be allowed to carry there, people would start carrying their Shisarabim. So therefore, Chazal said one is not allowed to carry in a carpet. That's how the Taz explains in Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, that which is this halacha, the woman not carrying a carpet. So the Prima Gadim explains that we know the halacha is that our Shisarabim in the Shin Mem Hayin Bechavere tells our Shisarabim Makura, our Shisarabim that has a roof over it, does not have the Isra of Shisarabim. Since our Shisarabim, the guidelines of Shisarabim are looked at from Digli Midbar, from the situation of Klai Yisrael when they're in the Midbar, living around the Mishkan. And when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no roof over their heads. They're in the desert, in the open area. So therefore, a Shisarabim that has a Makura, that has a roof, that has a ceiling over it, does not have the Halacha of a Shisarabim, even if it has all the other conditions, the public thoroughfare, 16 amos wide, according to those Shitas that you need 600,000 people to be there, it has that condition also. But if it has a roof over it, if it's Makura, it does not have the Issa of a Shisarabim. So the Prima Gadim says that since the Taz explains that the whole Issa Karfif is only because one might carry, come to carry their Shisarabim, and the Shisarabim itself that has Makura that is covered is not a Shisarabim of Torah, it has a law of a Karmelis, it's also a Darbonim, but there's no issue of a Darai Siddiqa Issa, of an Issa from the Torah. So therefore, when Chazal made the Issa of Karfif, they only made it on the open area that does not have a roof, an area which has a roof. There's no concern that one will come to carry in a Rishrav Natara, because even if one carries there, they will not come to carry in an area, the Rishrav that has a roof, that does not have a roof, only one that has a roof. And Rishrav that has a roof does not have an Issa Darayis of Rishrav anyway. So therefore, there was no reason for the Chachamim to create an Issa of Karfef by a Karfef that has a roof. This is how the Prima Gondim explains this Shita of our taste over here in the Afsadi, that a Rishrav Makura, that a Karfif Makura does not have the Isra of Karfif, based on the fact that Rishrabim Makura, which has a roof, does not have the Isra of Rishrabim. Now, Tosis understands this to be the Shita of Rashi, that this is why Rashi over here avoids talking about the Achsadra itself, because the Achsadra itself, which has a roof, one would be allowed to carry in, and therefore have a Loch of Rishrabim, and that would not be the Shaila of Ram Vachama, the way the Gemara now wants to correctly explain the Shaila of Ram Vachama. However, all the Achronim point out that there seems to be in the first Rashi analogous. Rashi and Daf Chaf Beis, the Gemara says now chavez ben aluf that any aver that tashmisha ladira that's used for dira purposes, for living purposes, like a deer, sar, muksa, chotzer. The Gemara gives a list of various examples. Even if it's used much bigger than base asayim, it's the area of 5 kor, 10 kor, much bigger than base asayim. One is always allowed to carry inside that fenced-in area. For any area that's tashmisha la'aver, it's not used for living purposes, like a burgen and shavasadas, some sort of a guard's house. Some sort of a storage area. So there, the halacha is that it's more than base asayim. One may not carry there. And Rashi says that on the one hand, if it's to use ladira for dira's adam for a person's living purposes, afish ena makura, even if it's not covered by a roof, it is mutter to carry there more than 4 amos, no matter how big it is, how large the area is. But on the other hand, any area that is only used the shmiras avish shechutzalah, it's only used, the fence is only there to guard around it, but it's not actually, there's no actual dira activities, no living activities going on inside. Rashi says it's also, even if it's mechus v'gag, even if it's covered by a roof. Rashi says before, so the issur of karfif applies on an area which is not used for dira, even if it is covered by a roof, covered by a ceiling. So this would not agree with what Tosfos over here understands this Rashi. This Rashi says nach of base. Tosfos says that the reason why Rashi on the Tzadi would want to learn that the Karif of Makura, or the source where Rashi would have gotten this idea that Karif of Makura does not have this of Karif, Tosfos brings from a Gemara Daf Chafei, where the Gemara discusses an area, an open area, which is fenced in, that is 3 saw, so it's 3 saw, and 2 saw, the area of 2 saw, are not covered by a roof, but 1 saw is covered by a roof, and the Gemara is a Shiloh, if there is an Isra of Karfif, and Tayyiz understands that the reason being, because that part that is covered by a roof does not count, that is not Karfif, because the Chum did not make the Isra of Karfif by an area which is covered by a roof, which is the reason for the Prima Godim. Tayyiz is just saying that this is what we see in the Gemara, that the area covered by a roof does not count as Karfif, and that is, it's Machlekes in the Gemara, Machlekes in Rabba, and the Zera, and the Maskon, and the Loch, with Hasan, the Kula, the Isra of Karfif does not apply in that case. And the reason being, Tayyiz understands, because the part that's covered by a roof does not have an Isra of Karfif, and the open area that's left, that is not covered by the roof, is only 2 saw, and up to 2 saw is mutter. The Isra of only applies if the open area is more than 2 saw, and since the additional part, the 3rd saw, the part that's more than 2 saw, is covered by a roof, so we did not have a shear, we did not have enough to have the Isra of Karfif. This is how Tayyiz understands the Gemara Dafkaf Hay. The problem with understanding the Gemara like that is that one takes a look in the Gemara, one sees a whole different shot. The Gemara itself seems to say that the Gemara wants to say the Machlokes in Rav and Zera is if we apply the concept of P-Tikra. P-Tikra Yorid Vesoysim. Under certain circumstances, we could say at the edge of the, by the edge of the roof, we imagine a wall coming down, at the edge of the ceiling, we imagine a fence coming down, and therefore, if one base saw of this 3 saw area is covered by a roof, at the edge of that saw, when the roof ends, you imagine a fence coming down, separating it into 2. So you have one area that's 2 saw, but not larger than 2 saw, and one area that's 1 saw, and they're cut off from each other by this imaginary fence that we imagine coming down from the roof. And the Gemara wants to suggest that's the Machlokes Tirab and Zera. So, and the reason why it would be good, and this is how we pass on that, is because of P-Tikra Yoyim V'Soysim. That means that the area which is covered by a roof does have Isra of Karfif. Just the 2 parts of the 3 saw are separated from each other. 1 part is 2 saw, 1 part is 1 saw. But we do not have 3 saw together in one fence in the area because they are separated by an imaginary fence. Tosfos is taking out of this Gemara a whole different idea, that the area covered by the roof, covered by the ceiling, does not have the Isra of Karfif altogether. Now, it could be that Tosfos learned that the Maskon of the Gemara does not want to say that either one of them Aram argues in the concept of P-Tikra. P-Tikra is an agreed upon concept. And the Gemara says that the roof in that case is made on a slant, similar to what Rashi says by Alpha, you did not apply P-Tikra when the roof is made on a slant. That's a Rashi that stands in the Gemara of Kirzila at the end of our parak. The Gemara says Kirzila. And you can see that roof also has the problem of Kirzila. We would say that Rashi is made on a slant, and therefore we cannot apply the rule of P-Tikra. And that's why the one who holds that Gemara is a Sarkar, but he agrees with the concept of P-Tikra, but he holds that's not applicable in that case. And And there's still one man, the Amr over there, holds his mutter. Why would he hold his mutter if the Gemara explained that Kirzila, in such a case, a slanted roof, it's not applicable to the roof, right? So that's where Taisus got this idea that man, the Amr, at the end of the day, at the end of the sugya, must hold that the area which is covered by roof does not have the Isra of Kar. However, if you look at Rashi, Chafayim Abayis, inside, Rashi does seem to say that even in the Maskon of the sugya, that man, the Amr, is applying the rule of Pitikra, and he is of the opinion that he can apply the rule of Pitikra even Kirzila, even by a slanted roof. The place can say that does not mean that he always holds like that, because we pass on Daman the Amar, and still we do not apply the rule of Pitikra in general by a slanty roof, by a roof that's made Kirzila, but rather in regards to the Sir Karvit Chazar Mikl, and they allowed us to apply the rule of Pitikra in my slanty roof to split it into two, that should not be an area of more than two saw. So this is very big shraka, big problem with Taisus. That Taisus learns up the Gemara Daf Chafei, even if Taisus coming from the end of the Gemara, the end of the Sugya, Taisus by also going with Shitas Rashi, does not seem to agree with the Rashi says before Shnaf Chafei's, or the way Rashi learns the Gemara Daf Chafei, even at the end of the Gemara. Frima Gondor, for his part, wants to go that the Issa of Kark does not apply by an area that's Makura, by an area that's covered by a roof, with the reason given, as we said before, because there's no risk that one will come to carry in their Shirabim, since we're talking about a roofed in area, and the Issa of Shirabim of the Terry does not, never applies by a roofed in area. Frima Gondor deals with this Gemara, does not explain how Tais can bring a source for this concept in this Gemara, but deals with this Gemara, the Gemara has to apply the rule of Pitikra, and he explains why there's a reason in that Gemara, why the Gemara has to come on to Pitikra as a reason why the Issa of Kark does not apply, and why the Gemara cannot say what Taisus wants the Gemara to say, that the reason is because of the roof over one side of the area. The Prima Gondim says the reason. One can look at the Prima Gondim in the beginning of Simshon and Ches in the Eish Lav Ram and Mishpat Tezov to see what the reason is. Now the halacha of the Prima Gondim remains with the Safik. What the halacha is? We have Rashi and Dachov Beis that very clearly says that the Issa of Karkiv does apply even by a Karkiv Makura, even by a Karkiv, an open area that's covered by a roof, fenced in that's covered by a roof. And the Prima Gondim himself is a Sivak Lalacha. If we look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Nun Ches, in the beginning of the Siman, in Sivkan Dalad, he says very clearly, Afili Makura Begag, even if it's covered by a roof, Nama Lamech Shvedira, it's not considered Dira. And he tells you to look in the Bialacha in the beginning of Shishin Samaf Beis. The beginning of Shishin Samaf Beis, Mishnah Berurah himself in the Bialacha discusses a large storage facility. This would be a common example of Karkiv in our times. A large storage facility that's not connected to anyone's house, and the local wants to know if you're allowed to carry there, and he says that should have a carpet problem. Now, if there is a roof, obviously, over the storage facility, so the local said that those who hold that a covered area, an area with the roof does not have Isser of carpet, they would say that in that case there's no Isser. But the halacha, the halacha, as we saw from the Mishnah Berurah before, Shinochas, he's not willing to be semich on just this Torah by itself that's covered by roof as a reason why it's a carpet would not apply. So the halacha throws in two reasons why it might be better over there. He says, first of all, a storage facility which is a binyan choshev, it's a proper building, it's not just a fence in the area which happens to have some sort of owning a roof over it, but it's a proper building. There, the Issa Karpiv might not apply at all. And then he says that, in any case, if one is yes, it's a chavesa, he does other things in that storage facility, even if he doesn't eat there, he doesn't sleep there, he doesn't use it for things that make it a besdira, a lived in area in and of itself. But if he does other chavesa, other things for his needs in that building, that would be good enough, combined with the fact that it has a roof. And the fact that we just said the Bialacha mentions that it's a proper building, it's not just some sort of awning or covering, but the proper building, combined with the fact that you'll do other tzarche beis, other needs of your home, other things you'll take care of when you're in that storage facility, that will be enough. That will be not if it's a karche, it will be considered hukah fadirim, one would be allowed to carry there. Now the Chasnish does not, the Chasnish Bialacha feels, he also passes, and he also the rise from the Gemara Daf Chafei, and other rise that the karpet makura, karpet's cover, does have the Issa of karpet. And the Chasnish does not understand what the advantage would be of it being a proper building, nor does he understand what the advantage would be of doing other tzarcha based other deer-dig activities over there. Maybe we could suggest that the Bialacha holds that's not just like the Prima Gondim says, because the picture of a cover over karpet is not the exact same as Rish Sarabim, because Hashem can't have a cover, and therefore the Gzer does not apply. Maybe the Bialacha, Mr. Bruin, understood that's more of a svarim, that when it's covered by a roof, covered by a ceiling, it looks more similar to Siyach, it looks more similar to Beis Dira, and therefore would not be confused in general with the concept of a Shirabim, which is a public place, and therefore a proper building is better than just having awning over it. And one does some tzarche beis, some personal needs in that building, even if it's not enough to make it a Beis Dira in itself, but also makes it have more of a tzura, looks more like a lived in area, and therefore it would be more of a reason, combined with the fact that it has a ceiling and it's a proper building, that would be a reason why Mishnah Berurah would hold that is not considered a karpet. Now the Chasnish is not the only one who disputes these svaras that the Bialacha had in the svar that's a proper building, so one looks in Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Nuches, and then the Sivav, he says that a shul, a bisignes, or a bismedish, or a merch, a bathhouse, in which the shem or the guard does not have any form of dira over there. The Aruch HaShulchan says that we have the Isra of a karkiv if it's more than bisa sayim. It's a large area, it would have to be a large area in order to have this problem, but if it would have that size, it would have the Isra if there's no dira going on. even though Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash, Americhas, Bathhouse obviously are a proper building, we see that the Rosh Hashanah is not willing to be signed off on this Torah of a proper building. Certainly he's not willing to be signed off on this Torah of being covered over by some sort of roof or a ceiling. So it comes out, Halacha, neither Mishtabur, nor the Rosh Hashanah, nor the Chaznish, none of them, Ladina, are willing to be makel by a carpet, which is the Kura. The Mishtabur is Machadish, that if it's a proper building, added with the fact that you do other things there, other Tzarcha base there, then one can really be makel, and one can carry there, even if it's more than the basis.